This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Nakuma's very own Kathy Ankersbud and Dynamic Edge's Tim Neiman and Mike Robbins talking about, first of all, we're talking about Kathy's Nakuma conferences coming up this year, and then how Tim and Mike were presenters at one of the conferences last year and really made a huge impression on their audience, talking about cybersecurity, a very unvarnished and very transparent talk about cybersecurity and its importance. We all know the importance, but just getting that message across on how important it is to protect not only your credit union, but your members' information as well. So really good stuff here from Kathy, Tim, and Mike. Hope you guys check it out. We have a full house today. My gosh. We're talking cybersecurity. We're talking technology. We're talking conferences. And oh my gosh, let's do the introductions first, right? Shall we? So right next to me is Kathy Ankersbud from Nakuma, president and CEO there. Kathy, how are you?
I'm good, Mike. Good to see you.
Good. Nice to see you as well. And we're all in the new year now. We're all after the Super Bowl, the Olympics, all that stuff's going on right now. We're well entrenched in 2022 now. So it's good to have you on the show. And you brought along a couple of guests for us today. And these will be the gentlemen from Dynamic Edge and then Tim Neiman. Tim, how are you, sir? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us, Mike.
Good. Oh, you're welcome. And then right next to Tim and right below me is Mike Robbins, CEO of Dynamic Edge. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. I will have no problem remembering your name because it's
binary. That's right. So yes.
Good, helpful tip.
That's right. All the cool guys are named Mike. No offense, right. Tim. No, all the cool guys are named Tim as well. So we're all right. We're good there. No name tags necessary. So, all right. Hey, we're talking about Kathy's great conferences that she holds multiple times each year. And then the gentleman from Dynamic Edge and all the technology solutions that you guys are providing credit unions. But first, Kathy, I want to give you a quick plug for your conferences before we move on. Just give everybody out there a quick refresher on what your conferences are all about and maybe name them when they're going to be held this year.
Sure, absolutely. I will take that. So NCMA has been around since 1949. I always like to preface or follow that comment with I personally was not around in 1949, which I hope is screaming clear. However, I have been with the organization since 2004, so putting on conferences for credit union executives all over the U.S. We've got just a lot of loyal members. Sometimes we fly a little bit under the radar. We don't do a lot of marketing, but our conferences sell out each year, and it's because we bring in true content that is useful for credit union executives to really dive when they go back from the conference to put into place, and we really try and equip our members with tools that will last the whole year and really get some stuff going for them. So this year we have four conferences, spring, summer, fall, and Hawaii. And spring is at Ritz-Carlton Amelia Island in Florida. And then we head to the Bahamas in July at the Bahamar Resort. And then we'll be at Beaver Creek, the Park Hyatt there, Beaver Creek, Colorado. And then we'll finish the year with Kauai.
Nice.
So not a bad gig as far as locations go, but we work hard while we're there, I promise. So.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Yeah, great places, but yes, you guys do work very, very hard and you get a little fun time as well. So you get to enjoy the surroundings. So that's always good as well. So, and speaking of great content, you've had these gentlemen at your conference and they've provided some great content to your attendees as well. Mike, I'm going to give you a quick, Tim, I'm going to give you a quick chance to talk about Dynamic Edge real quick. Can you give us a quick summary on Dynamic Edge and what you guys are all about?
Yeah, I'd love to. So at Dynamic Edge, we help our credit unions under 500 million in assets achieve technology scale that you'd see in a larger credit union. So we do this by managing the entire technology ecosystem from help desk and core to roadmap, cybersecurity, NCUA compliance. We've been doing this now for over 20 years. And our clients, they know that we understand the technical and the service requirements that their membership demand. So there's really a good fit between how we service our clients and how they service their members.
Fantastic. And Mike, do you want to add a little bit to that from your perspective?
Yeah, as Tim mentioned, when you're looking under 500 million in assets, we can be the entire solution.
Yep.
For those larger organizations, we often act as a 30-party assessment consultant. We can supplement their help desk. We can work as a virtual CIO. So when you get to be in that size, we're usually having to collaborate with an internal team, which we've been doing for 20 years as well. Just depends exactly on the needs of that particular organization. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, because every organization is different. They have their different needs, and so we all know that all too well with credit unions, because they're all so different for sure, especially in the technology department. So Kathy, I'm coming back to you. What do these two gentlemen from Dynamic Edge, what do they bring to your conference? Obviously, their expertise and their knowledge. What else do they bring to the conference that really wows your attendees?
Sure. So we rarely have a speaker that is speaking at multiple conferences over the course of the year. We try and keep the content fresh and unique. And, you know, sometimes people just don't like to see the same face over and over again. Unfortunately, they have me all four, but I can't separate that part of it for them. So what I was really, really impressed was with this group is each conference that we had last year, they were presenting unique subject matter with the same relatively the same topic. Now, obviously, cybersecurity is something that changes every day. So that material is something that is changing, which is helpful. But one of the sessions that they did at the Kauai conference, I'm still getting emails and questions about, and that's how do you have your relationship with the IT department, whether it's outsourced or if it's internal, mm-hmm. building that strong bond and relationship to be able to ask the right questions, and not only to ask the right questions, but to know the answers to get back,
right.
to know if your folks are actually really doing what they need to do, because, you know, these credit union executives, that's on their plate managing the entire credit union. And it's something that should keep them up at night. So how do you know that department is doing what it needs to do? I'm sure that they are, you know, we love our IT folks, but how do you just do those checks and balances mm-hmm. in the way that is approaching them in the right manner, not managing them and micromanaging them, but getting those answers back that they need to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and Tim, I want to dovetail off of what Kathy was saying there about this particular talk that you gave to attendees there. So can you give us a couple of takeaways or a couple of highlights from that talk that really, again, wowed the attendees, like, oh my gosh, we're still talking about that.
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway, or what our goal was for the biggest takeaway, had to do with the responsibility that sits with the board and with the chief executives of credit unions. You know, in preparation for these conferences, we meet with Kathy, and she certainly has a great understanding of what's on the top of mind for her membership, right? Mm-hmm. And she said to us ahead of that conference, I think this might be a good time for you to, you know, proverbially shake people. I think that there are people, there are credit union executives, CEOs that don't really quite, they think that it's being handled correctly, but they may not realize that it is or isn't. They need to understand that. And so I would say the number one takeaway from that speaking engagement was letting credit union executives know ultimately they are the responsible person for what happens with their members' data, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we see stuff in the market now. You know, we're probably familiar with what happened, you know, at Envision. And I think about how ransomware, most people in the world think of ransomware around this idea of locking down systems and paying a ransom to get it unlocked. So during mm-hmm. that period of time, you might be out of business, you can't service your members. But what was really illustrated in the situation with Envision is there's a double dip. So it's not just about stopping business with your members, it's your actual members' data.
Yeah.
And so, right, they went out to say, look, if you don't provide us this, if you don't pay us a ransom, we're going to give all of this information out to the market and all that private information of members. So it's really, we understand that most people understand it's a big deal, but they might not understand their place in it. And so our goal for that session was to arm those CEOs with some concrete next steps to go back to their credit unions and ask their IT teams the right questions to make sure they understood it. Things around cyber, of course, but also basic things around technology management. We think about roadmap, you know, we think about core systems. Are you a Portico? Or are you a Scimitar? All these types of things are important to understand.
Oh, yeah.
And to try to encapsulate that into a way that the executives can understand and ask the right questions. But they don't have to be experts at everything, right?
That's what I was just thinking, is like, they can't be experts in everything. So it's hiring folks like you, or bringing in folks like you to really help them out in that area. Let them do what they do best, right, Mike? I mean, I'm going to get your perspective as well from that talk too. What other takeaways did you guys glean from that?
Well, a lot of people focus on the NCUA and their requirements, which are ever changing, and they're changing all the time because what's happening, the threats in the world are changing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two things. The first is that, as Tim explained, there's a financial hardship involved when there's a ransomware attack. So the big thing is, well, the bad guys ask for $1 million and then you have to give them $1 million. And maybe they hold some of that personal information of your members out for ransom, and then there's that financial cost. But the second and maybe more critical thing is the reputation of the credit union. So who wants to do business with a credit union that's been exposed in this way?
Good point.
And we're done. We're years past now the idea of we're going to protect you from an attack. It's basically impossible.
Right.
So the objective is now, when you're attacked, does your tech team respond appropriately? Have you put the things in place related to, say, cyber insurance to make sure that you're going to get that kind of coverage? There's a lot of talk of business continuity plans. The NCOA requires one. But when COVID-19 happened and everything locked down, only 78% of credit unions actually had a business continuity plan.
Wow.
So there's also, the last thing I guess I would say on this is, there's the gap between passing the test, meaning we checked the boxes from the NCOA, and actually protecting your members. If your objective is to pass the test, you can do it relatively quickly and relatively cheaply. But if you're actually interested in protecting your members' assets, well, that's a little more complex, and we try to help people get there.
Yeah, you got to go the extra yard there for sure. Yeah, like you guys said, I mean, it's not a matter of if anymore. It's a matter of when. And then to keep your credit union out of the headlines, to, like you said, protect that reputation, because you can spend years building a reputation and only take seconds to bring it down. And then that's unfortunately what happens in a ransomware circumstance or something like that. So gosh, yeah, such important stuff. And Kathy, I want to get your take on the feedback or the reaction that you got from that talk at that particular conference. So what were attendees saying?
Well, you know, we were actually in Hawaii, and we usually are in rows by classroom for that particular conference. But because of the state of Hawaii or Maui specific rules, they asked that we be in rounds. So we had CEOs and whole boards sitting at tables together, and we were kind of able to visually see people chatting about conferences.
Oh, I bet.
This session a little bit more than we normally would. And to see the accountability in the room take place when you bring up a subject matter like this, it's so vital and so important. I think that's one takeaway that I saw. You know, the board and the CEO or the other executive levels that were in the room saying, okay, we need to go back and we need to do that. Or did you understand that? Or this is good because now I understand what I need to get back. You can ask the question all day long and someone can give you an answer, but unless you know how to gauge that answer, then it's kind of useless to you. So I think that was the main thing that I saw, and I appreciated to see that collaboration and listening, and it didn't go over people's heads. Tim and Mike are really, really good about talking to credit unions in a way that is, you can understand it and know that they're the experts. However, they're not talking over you.
Right,
they're talking with you and to you. So I liked both of those takeaways.
Well, and that creates a very interactive session, I bet, too, because I bet there was a lot of back and forth. Is that what you guys experienced, Tim?
But to throw a little praise back to Kathy, we go to lots of conferences, and a lot of them turn into sales pitches from vendors. And while we're certainly interested in promoting our services as a vendor, of course, the sessions really do focus on educational content. Tim and I always attend all the other sessions because they're really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
There's smart people there saying smart things about topics we don't have time to become experts in on our own. There's always an economic forecast that's super interesting, and we usually talk to those people afterwards, and that informs what we're doing. You know, a lot of IT people, they talk in a vacuum. You know, they just like tinkering with things. Tim and I try to stay very focused on, how does this equate to the member experience? How does this make it, you know, decipherable for the members? You just present the facts, and then reasonable people can make a reasonable business decision. Everybody can't afford to do everything at once. You only have so much time and so many resources, but we can help you put together a plan. I think it's that practical approach from all of Kathy's speakers that is appreciated.
Yeah, indeed. And before I let you guys go, I want to, since we have the experts here, can you give us a couple of trends or a couple of things that, that Creighton should be looking for in 2022 that's on the horizon? Because, you know, before the first of the year, we did a lot of, you know, there's all the predictions that are coming out and all the things to look for. What do you guys see on the horizon that can help credit unions keep them safe or keep them on the, dare I say, the 1990s term, the cutting edge of technology here? So what do you guys see out there? Tim, I'll let you go first. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, so I would say the top three are cybersecurity, and cybersecurity.
Really?
Joking aside, obviously cyber is a big deal, and we need to be thinking about them. And Mike made a good point, which is NCUA has requirements for reasons, but do you want to check the boxes or do you want to protect your members? And I think that's part of where the conversation is what do we need to be doing for our members? And as that relates to the other things that I really think are important right now, and Mike will add to this for sure, but we're seeing tons of consolidation inside of credit unions, small and large. And so how prepared are you, particularly from a technology infrastructure standpoint, either to integrate into your systems or be integrated into another? So I think that's a big one. And then I would say the other big one, you know, which is not a surprise, is artificial intelligence stuff. So understanding what members need, particularly as the demographics are changing in terms of membership, and we're competing with, you know, the big guys, the BOAs of the world that have unlimited budgets. How are we meeting the actual needs of our members from a technological angle? Yeah. Those would be the ones I would highlight. Mike might add to those.
Yeah, keeping those credit unions relevant for sure. Mike, what do you see on the horizon?
Yeah, cyber. It's cyber all the time. Because 90% of financial institutions were targeted in the last 12 months. The average ransomware payout in 2020 was $200,000. So these are significant dollar amounts. That was up from $5,000 in 2018.
Oh my God.
So when the 2021 numbers come out, I'm sure it's going to be shocking.
Yeah.
And that's why everybody's eye is on this ball. But what you've got to do is not be paralyzed by the idea that you don't know where to start. You can't do it all at once. And so it's working with a vendor or working with a team that can say, okay, well, we need to do these 50 things, but let's do these 4 things this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I would approach it with anybody that we talk to, that you can put this into digestible chunks and make some progress.
Yeah, prioritize for sure. Yeah, and you can't, what's the saying? You can't boil the whole ocean or something. There's all sorts of sayings like that. You can't, yeah, okay. We can go on and on with those acronyms or analogies. But Kathy, I'm going to let you have the final word here. What's anything to wrap up here on this topic and then your conferences as well?
I just think the main thing is to just stay vigilant. You know, when you get in to think you know everything, you know, you've got to keep up with these trade publications that are putting forth the latest information, whether it's IT or Credit Union Times or whatever industry publication is your go-to. Just stay alert and talk to other credit unions leaders. That's the great thing about our industry is everybody shares and collaborates with each other, find out what's going on their to-do list and what's keeping them up at night. And come to conferences, you know, now that we actually never stopped in 2020.
I know, you just kept right on going.
You know, I don't know what to necessarily say about that part, but, you know, in 2021 and 2022, we're slammed. So we really are building some great agendas for 2022 right now and taking a look at what is out there that everybody wants to hear about. So go to those conferences, network with your folks. Yeah. That's the best way, I think, to kind of get a read on what's going on.
Yeah, no doubt. And your conferences are slammed for a reason because you have great content like what we've talked about here today from these gentlemen. So really good stuff here. All right, I'm gonna let you guys get back to work because I'm sure you got a lot on your plate. And I think something major probably has happened in cyber since we just started the interview. That's how fast things are going. But I'm sure you guys are on top of it. But thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. And look forward to seeing you guys at one of Kathy's conferences as well. Be fun.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
You are welcome. This episode brought to you by Origins. technology for today's lenders.